It's Monday, news listeners. Time for your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 19th of June, 2023. Here comes the best in tech that happened over the weekend, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. All right, we're going a little bit back in the month for this story. You might remember those of you out there that had an Outlook or OneDrive outage. Yeah, remember that? Well, apparently it wasn't Bill from accounting tripping over a plug. No, according to the Associated Press, it was in fact a DDoS attack. And come Monday morning, yeah, Microsoft says, that's what happened. In fact, Microsoft put it out in a blog post already, offering a little bit of technical details of what went down, and even some recommendations for guarding against such attacks in the future. I don't know if that's for them or for us. The funny thing about it, though, the blog didn't mention whether the company got things under control or the attack just simply went away. Now, from the AP article, we did get a spokesperson from Microsoft, or at least that's what it seems to be, confirming that the group, Anonymous Sudan, and has been trying for a bit now to get into Microsoft. Well, it looks like it took them 6 months, but they succeeded. As for if everybody's data is okay over there for the DDoS attack, we're still waiting to hear back from Microsoft on that one. Well, we're getting a few more details about the Pixel 8 Pro, including a presumed flat display, which would be kind of a nice design change, being the fact that the Pixel 7 Pro had a curved screen. From what we can tell and what else has been leaked out over the last few days, the Pixel 8 Pro will have a 6.7-inch OLED panel and will be sourced from Samsung, with a 1344 by 2992 resolution. Now, if you're not on the Pro side, we're also hearing just the standalone Pixel 8. It will also have a new display as well, but apparently will have a smaller screen than the one found on the Pixel 7, which is a bit odd. The screen will be 6.17 inches and have a resolution of 1080 by 2400. Other things we've already heard about the Pixel 8 and the 8 Pro, it will have a more rounded corner than Google's current phones, and for most people, that change would make it a lot easier to hold just in one hand. And finally, hey parents out there, did you have a 10-year-old saying, "I want a Quest, but it only says it's from 13 and up"? Well, guess what? Meta thought, let's just go ahead and get Quest headset recommendation age from 13 all the way down to 10. Sorry, 9-year-olds. Yep, that's right. Meta is lowering the age of the Quest 2 and 3 from 13 to 10 later this year. And they're doing this by introducing a parent-controlled account. So yes, kids, you will need your parents' approval before you can actually set up the thing. Plus, since parents will have the control, they can block access to already present software that's on the device. Plus, adults can set time limits, too, probably because they want to use the thing and get it out of the kids' hands. Now, Meta says on their privacy controls, it will have age-appropriate app store experiences with age-appropriate recommendations. Plus, it won't serve ads to kids. However, parents will have the choice of whether or not the data is used to refine the experience. Any bets if you get ads, the experience is better? I'm just saying. Now, of course, Meta's trying to portray the new Quest for more of an educational purpose, as they still need to comply with the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, which, of course, bars collecting personal data from kids under the age of 13 without parental consent. Got a story no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Show your support for the news show today. If you love what we do here for you, your help can go a long way at keeping us on the air. So please head to patreon.com/BTN News. Don't forget to check us out on the official network website, britishtechnetwork.com. And while you're checking out the new show, be sure to check out the Mac Show and the Big Show as well. You can also follow the network on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And definitely come by and join in the BTN community today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best in tech that will be going on. But until then, hope your week starts off well for you. Have a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.